Hi, I'm Carissa Moore, and these are the Red Bull Basement Sessions.
Welcome to the third episode of the Red Bull Basement Sessions. This is where global innovators, entrepreneurs, and athletes open up to share their mindset, their motivations,
and what it takes to make a difference.
I'm Tom Carroll, and Red Bull Basement is here to support students to challenge the status quo and make a positive impact.
Now for the future.
With over 10 years on the championship tour, 4 world titles, and an Olympic gold medal in 2021, Carissa Moore is one of surfing's all-time greats. In her home state of Hawaii, Moore is so celebrated that the state even created an annual Carissa Moore Day to honour her achievements. Carissa has been a pioneer in her sport, turning her passion into a career, and through her foundation has been enabling young surfers to follow their dreams, to find their voice, and showcase their skills. So, what inspired Honolulu's world champion to first pick up a surfboard?
I started surfing when I was like 5 years old, and all thanks to my dad. He was and still is like a very passionate waterman. He loves being in the ocean and loves the water. He used to paddleboard race and like open water swim. And he was the one who pushed me into my first wave, and he's been there ever since. So it's been a really fun journey to share with him. I feel like there's been a lot of different defining aha moments along the way, but I think if I was to think about the first big one, it would be probably when I was between 10 and 12 years old. And my dad and I would drive to the beach together and go surfing. On one of those rides, I remember him asking me, "Hey, like, where do you actually want to go with surfing, because you have the talent and I believe in you and I can definitely help you achieve anything you want to achieve in this, I think." And so I remember when he asked me that, I was like, "Hey, I want to be the best. I want to be the best in the world." And maybe I didn't really fully understand what that meant at the time. But I kind of think that's when like the journey took the next step and it got a little bit more serious. I was a little more committed. At that point, the fire came from my dad's belief in me. I think having someone almost believe in you more than you believe in yourself at times. And then at that age, just wanting to make my dad proud.
And her father, Chris, has been there by his daughter's side ever since, showing that success is a team effort, even in an individual discipline. He is her mentor and helps keep her feet on the ground, whilst at the same time providing invaluable help and guidance.
I think that's one of the things that he's the best at, is kind of thinking outside the box and how can we do things differently and how can we maybe get ahead a little bit or slightly. And I think he's done that for me throughout my career. He's constantly, you know, "Hey, like, okay, let's try this maneuver. No one else is trying this maneuver. Or let's approach it this way. And when the horn blows, paddle here," you know, or even to use specialty coaches at specific events. He was kind of like the first person to come up with that. And I'm really thankful to have him, someone like him, in my corner.
Well, they must be doing something right. Since she began competing on the World Surf League 10 years ago at just 17, Carissa has won 4 world titles.
I won my first world title my second year on tour. So coming from a rookie and just feeling, you know, all over the place and not really feeling like I fit in, I finally settled into myself. And I felt like that second year, things just fell into place. And I felt like I was a part of the tour. I belonged there. And I was just having a lot of fun competing. The first world title was, I don't know how many years of dreaming about it. And so to finally get it, it felt amazing. This last one, number 4, was probably the hardest one to get, I think. And I think the one that's been the most satisfying, I don't know why, but I think it's just because I had 3 years of kind of, you know, I felt like it was a plateau for me and I just was really struggling to kind of, I think I was in a personal transition, kind of redefining what success looked like and kind of figuring out who I am. And 2019, I was just like, okay, I'm gonna start turning this around. And I really went back to like the drawing board. And I was like, okay, I gotta do this, and this. And I was just really proud of, you know, turning it around. I kind of did this one for me and I did it my way.
In the decade that she's been riding waves professionally, Moore has seen the sport she loves completely transform.
I've been competing on the WSL Championship Tour for 10 years, and from where it was to where it is now, it has come so far from from like the broadcast, and you know, so many more people in the audience can watch it, and then the quality of that broadcast is so much more fun and engaging. Yeah, I think all around, all the different pieces involved have definitely taken it to that next level.
And having spent so much of her life out on the water, Carissa has also witnessed a more unfortunate and human-driven form of change firsthand.
In my career and the time that I've spent surfing and being in the ocean, I've seen so much change in just the climate and, you know, different reefs and different breaks that are changing because of water levels rising, or, you know, because the temperatures are rising, reefs are dying. It is crazy. And just seeing, you know, how us as humans and consuming and polluting on beaches all over the world, I see the effects of that. And so, yeah, I do. I feel very connected to the ocean and the natural world. And I feel a responsibility to take care of it.
She's been in the sport so long and won all the biggest titles it has to offer. The Red Bull Basement Sessions are here to delve into the mindset of athletes, entrepreneurs, and tech innovators. So, how does Moore maintain her focus and motivation?
Purely, I love riding waves. I have a passion for surfing and getting better and performing at my best. And I really do love competing. And so I love the thrill and the excitement and the anticipation and the pressure. And for everybody, it's different. For me, if I focus too much on my competition and I can start comparing myself, I think that sucks the joy out of what I'm doing. And so I really try my best to stay in my own lane for the most part and kind of focus on what I can control. I can't control what who's and who's doing on what wave on the opposite side of the world, but I can definitely let it get in my head and then it ruins my performance. So I've just come to a point, I'm like, hey, all I can do is focus on what waves I catch and what turns I do, and that's about it. I'm actually in California for a few weeks, just surfing and training. And there has been this big boom of the development of wave pools, even in the past few years. So just in this trip alone, I've been to two different wave pools, and using it as a training facility has been amazing. There's kids like that are 12, 13 years old who are doing moves I've never even done. And so it is definitely taking the sport to a whole nother place. And I'm just trying to keep up.
One way Carissa has been keeping up with young people is through her foundation. She has become a mentor for the next generation, enabling them to find their voice and realize their ambitions.
I did start a charitable foundation 2 years ago called More Aloha, which literally means more love. And the goal is just to use surfing as a platform to bring girls together in and around water to share and encourage each other, to inspire each other. Growing up as a young girl, I know how complicated it can get, and there can be so many negative distractions and things trying to take you in every which way and mold you into something that you're not. And I just want to encourage girls to own who they are and to know that, hey, we're all made imperfectly perfect, but that's what makes it awesome. And you know, there's definitely a time where I struggled with like self-doubt, and I still do, but just kind of figuring out what I wanted and believing in myself. And so I just want to encourage other people, like, hey, if you believe in something enough and you really devote your being and your heart and your mind to something, you can achieve anything. So go after it, because like that's when the magic happens. Keep pushing, keep fighting, be resilient, and always wear a smile on your face, because that always makes it better.
That was Carissa Moore's story for the Red Bull Basement Sessions, a woman who has achieved the highest level in her sport and inspired others to turn their passion into a career. Red Bull Basement is not just a podcast. We select the most impactful, feasible, and creative tech ideas from student innovators around the world and support these changemakers in realizing their vision. Next time, we chat to Austrian trials and mountain bike rider Fabio Wibmer to find out how he stays motivated.
When you are scared of something, or when you work on something like really hard, that reward you get out of that is the best feeling for me ever. And that's what really like motivates me and drives me to keep pushing.
Follow Red Bull Basement Sessions on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon, and wherever you listen to your podcasts. And visit redbullbasement.com to find more about how we empower student innovators in all areas of study to use technology to drive positive change.